this podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
Now on Money News, making sense of the share market with Roger Montgomery.
It is always good to have Roger Montgomery here in the studio with us on a Tuesday evening. Good evening, Roger.
G'day, Ross. Good to be with you.
We are now starting the reporting season in earnest, the Commonwealth Bank tomorrow.
Correct.
Just a little interesting thing. Do you believe that the current accusations against the Commonwealth Bank will affect its share price in any way, shape or form?
It would have done so already.
So the market is now taking the accusations by AUSTRAC in its stride.
See, here's the thing. I don't think the stock market and people in the stock market get the significance for the average person in the street. You know, this really matters. This is why the government's interested. This is why there's been so many inquiries. But people in my business think, it's water off a duck's back and, you know, business as usual. But it can't be business as usual because there's a cultural problem and people care about that. And until you clean it up, there's no incentive for anyone else to clean things up.
Okay, a couple of quick things. In regards to the market right now, a lot of earnings results come out. Some will disappoint. Share price will fall.
Yep.
Some will delight. They will go up. We're seeing that already. The issue is for the investor who's had a great return over the past 12 months.
Yeah.
You know, whether it is durable, whether it is able to keep on going.
It's a great question, Ross, because it's not sustainable. And simply because, let me give you a quick, there's a thing called a Sharpe ratio. I'll tell you very, very quickly what this is. If I give you a 10% return with 10% volatility, that's a Sharpe ratio of 1. A number above that, so 1.2 or 1.3, that means I'm delivering you a very high return with even less volatility. So a very smooth, very strong return.
And it's fair to say there's been not much volatility in the stock market here or the United States for some time.
And in fact, last year, up until just last month, the S&P delivered a 12-month return with a Sharpe ratio of 1.4, which means an exceptionally high return with very, very low risk. And people think that's normal. In fact, it hasn't happened since 1956 that it's been that high, that Sharpe ratio. And so people are getting used to it. They think it's normal, but it's not. And unfortunately, there are a lot of signals out there that are telling us now valuations are stretched, future returns are going to be very, very low, and there could be bumps along the way.
So in other words, you believe that many investors might have been lulled into a false sense of security. They got their money out of the housing market, say they're worried about that, put it into the stock market, think this is a great return.
Yep.
And the point is, the speed bump ahead, you might just miss if you're not looking real fast.
Well, people are accepting very low returns, but taking on much higher risk. The returns they're getting is not much better than cash, but the risk is much higher than cash.
Okay, stick around. We'll come back with Roger Montgomery after this break. Welcome back to Money News. Just a minute or so left of the program with Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Investment Management. Just have a little think about some of the stocks around the place at the moment you're watching out for in this profit reporting season.
Well,
if you had a couple of picks, what would you be looking at?
Well, I think the standout at the moment is probably REA Group. The reason people think that they're going to lose money if the property market comes off, in fact, they'll make more because it'll take longer for people to sell their properties, so they'll be listed for longer. REA makes its money by the number of listings and how long they remain listed. It's harder to sell in a falling property market or a mature property market, so there'll be more listings and people will compete to pay the premium prices for their expensive ads.
Is that also a positive for the owner of this radio station? I know Macquarie Media put out its numbers today, but is it also for Fairfax with Domain?
For Domain, yes. Yeah, it's the same trend. People are advertising on both at the moment. They're indifferent as to the two, although the REA has many, many more ads than Domain overall.
There you go. Roger Montgomery here on Money News every Tuesday night. And of course, he'll be back next week.
Now your money is truly mobile. Whether you're paying for a wedding in Spain, education fees in the US, or medical procedures in the UK, you can do it all with the OFX Global Money Transfer mobile device app. Keep an eye on exchange rates, view currency charts, set rate alerts, stay up to date with market information, send money securely, track your money, and be notified every step of the way. The smart money's on the smart move with the OFX Global Money Transfer app. Go to OFX.com.